We've handled, my dad and I, and our business of farming. This boy is just like I was to my father. We worked together all of my life, and when I quit school at Notre Dame, I came home and stayed with Dad on the farm. Same way. My mother would say, that bull is angry or vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had one that, particularly, that was vicious. I saved my dad's life one morning just by a little presence of mind and knowing or surmising what might happen. See, as he tried to get him in the barn, we'd turn him out and he'd come to the barn door. And my dad had a habit of handling Holstein cattle, and Holstein, that bulls get pretty big, you know. And he would always handle these bulls by the ring. He'd reach out and take them by the ring and lead them in their stall. Well, he reached out to break the bull with the ring, and the bull jumped back and jumped away from him. Well, he reached around the corner here, and he took a fork, and he was going to go out and drive him in. And first the bull run away, and it was a lot there, and he was in, and then a lane going out to the fields, and he run down into where that lane went through a narrow gate, see. And I seen my dad step out there, and I happened to be milking a cow in the back end of the barn, and I heard the commotion, and I looked, and I seen him step out, so I just set my milking equipment down, and I went up to the other door, and I reached out there and got a fork. And just as I come out there, well, here come my dad going out trying to go around this bull in the lot. And he had him right there in that narrow passage. And just as, well, I seen the bull turn on my dad, and of course I was young and full of pep, and I went right out there just to tear him. And just as he hit my dad in the chest here, he come at him and bumped him in the fence. I landed on the bull with the sharp tines of that fork. I just drove them tines right in his neck. Well, he jumped off of him. But what he had actually done, the bull had turned on my dad, and Dad went to jab him with a fork, and he just ridded that fork, see?
Uh-huh.
And the fork handle hit Dad here in the chin and knocked him backwards, and the bull hit him here in the chest and punched him again. Well, if I hadn't have been there in the spur of the moment, he'd had my dad against the fence, and
yeah,
it'd have been too late. But I, the force that I come on to him scared him off, and that got him away. Well, then he turned on both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But he,
they couldn't handle too.
He was handicapped there.
Yeah.
And I had a method of handling an animal. I never made a pet out of him because it was dangerous. But my dad had always handled them, always had good luck with them, but this same bull had knocked me off the horse two mornings before that. But when I lit on my feet, he was afraid of me. But I'd always used him pretty rough and never let him. Well, we had the same experience, this boy and I, just before he went to service. We were in the dairy business there, had quite a nice herd of dairy cattle, and we had a bull that weighed a little over a ton. And we raised him up. He'd been gentle and used him. He was getting about 4 or 5 years old. And we'd leave him out in this lot to go out to water, see, every twice a day. But you could go out there, open the door, and let him go out. He'd go out and get a drink, and 9 times out of 10, he'd come right back into his pen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting along in the summer, and the weather was getting hot, and of course those big animals noticed the heat and began to get kind of, what's the word we was trying to figure out there?
Get kind of ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah.
And